Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me this week on what I think is going to be a very, very important show. Now, I hope some of you watched last night's GOP debate, which could be the final GOP debate, and I fully understand that probably many of you did not. And there's a very good reason for it, and that's because this nomination has basically been sewn up. Donald Trump is ahead by 60 points. Everyone on that stage is running for second place or running for an alternate reason. However, if you didn't watch, and again, I fully understand if you didn't, I'm inviting you to go back and watch it. Because this was an extraordinarily important debate for a debate that really led nowhere. And the reason it was extraordinarily important is because it exposed the game. It exposed the game like no other debate I think I've ever seen exposed the game. Right there before your eyes for everyone to witness, we saw what's really going on. And it's fascinating because you won't hear it in the news. You won't hear it on television. You won't hear it on the radio. You won't hear it anywhere. All you're going to hear from the Democrats are, oh, well, you know, they're all just blah, blah, blah. And what you'll hear from the Republicans is Nikki Haley is a wonderful representative of the Republican Party. She clearly won the debate. She's clearly the top candidate. She's clearly the one who's most positioned to take over should Donald Trump not be able to run. Because that's what they want you to think, telling you what to think. The truth of the matter is, folks, we saw two people on that stage, and maybe three, who aren't really running for president. And we saw three who will never, ever be the president. And all of them have ulterior motives. But I want to break this down very carefully because it's super important. First off, let's talk about Chris Christie. Chris Christie fully understands that he is not going to be the president of the United States. He fully understands that his running a campaign is worthless. He fully understands that he is not going to get the votes required to even probably, if they do have another debate, qualify. It's not the reason he's in the race, folks. See, here's the situation, and it was revealed last night. We all thought, well, Chris Christie's in the race to try to get vengeance against Donald Trump. You know, the man who said, Donald Trump can't say, I'm going to be your vengeance against these people because that's not the way politics works. You can't say that. No, Chris, the only reason you're even running for president is vengeance against Donald Trump. Proving yourself to be a hypocrite, but worse than that, folks, he exposed himself like none other. I now know the real reason that Chris Christie's in this race. Let's explain something. If you're Chris Christie and you're a seasoned politician, which he is, you fully understand one thing. With Donald Trump having 60% of the vote, you're going to need Trump supporters to vote for you if you get the nomination. Chris Christie clearly understands if the sky falls in tomorrow and everyone else is rendered incapable of running, he cannot win unless Trump supporters vote for him. So even if he didn't mean it, even if it wasn't something he believed. When he was asked about Donald Trump's legal issues, and he wasn't even asked, he brought them up, he would have said the truth. He's a former prosecutor. He would have said, I don't care for Donald Trump. I don't care for his policies, and I don't think he was a good president. However, he is obviously being railroaded. He is obviously being targeted because of his politics, and we can't have that in America. Chris Christie knows better than anyone on that stage that every single one of these charges are completely politically motivated, and none of them carry any weight. He also knows that by saying, yes, they do carry weight, he's going to go to jail. You wait and see. He's going to prison. I don't care what you people say. You can boo me all you want, but the fact is Donald Trump is not going to be eligible to be the president. He clearly understands he'll never get any of the support from the Trump voters. So he's not running for president, folks. If he was running for president, even if that's what he felt in his heart, he wouldn't say it. Because if he did, he knows he can't win. So why, you ask, did Chris Christie attack Donald Trump every chance he got? Chris Christie's first statement was, we've been on the stage 15 minutes and nobody's talked about Donald Trump. We're not running against each other. Run against Donald Trump. Talk about Donald Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. Here's the reason, folks. Chris Christie is in this race. Nikki Haley wins. See, Nikki Haley can't talk bad about Donald Trump. She's going to disagree with a couple of his policies or say, I wish he'd done this. I wish we could have accomplished that. But she knows that if she talks bad about Donald Trump, if she starts lambasting Donald Trump, she will lose the potential support of Trump voters should she be nominated. So her handlers have told her, you can disagree with Trump a little bit. You can say, you know, he failed to do a couple things, but don't attack him. Because if you attack him and you do happen to win the nomination, they won't support you. Well, then how do I get the message across? Don't worry. We're paying Chris Christie to do it. Chris Christie's your hitman. He's going to sit on your coattails, and he is going to do everything you can. He's going to lambaste Trump. He's going to call him every name in the book. He's going to insist he's going to jail. He's going to insist he was a dictator. He's going to insist he's a fascist. He's going to name all those names that you cannot do on your behalf. And in return, if you should get lucky and you should get the nomination, then we'll reward him with a nice place in your administration. That's what's going on. Don't believe me? How fast did Chris Christie come to Nikki Haley's defense last night? Ramaswamy correctly said neither Chris Christie nor Nikki Haley could name a province in the Ukraine that they want to send troops to. Neither one of them can. They'll send your sons and daughters to die there. They'll send billions and billions of your taxpayer money there. They don't even know where it's going. They can't name a province. What does Chris Christie say? I won't stand for this. Ramaswamy, you're the biggest loudmouth on this stage. You're nothing but a big loudmouth and a bully. I may disagree with a few of Nikki Haley's positions, but I know she's a smart, wonderful, intelligent woman, and when you stoop so low as to call someone stupid, you don't belong in the race at all. Really? Well, then that disqualifies Nikki Haley. Because last debate, Nikki Haley said, every time I hear Vivek Ramaswamy talk, I feel like I'm getting dumber. Oh, I don't remember Chris Christie saying, now, wait a minute, Nikki. How dare you call somebody dumb? That's not presidential. Oh, by the way, Chris, after you called him a loudmouth and a bully, you went on to say, well, you shouldn't be issuing personal attacks against people. What did you just do? You literally just launched a personal attack against Vivek Ramaswamy for launching personal attacks on people. And then you have the nerve to allow Nikki Haley to call him stupid? See, Chris Christie's not stupid. Chris Christie's a bulldog. Chris Christie is the pit bull for the Nikki Haley campaign. That's it. That his whole reason for being on that stage and running a campaign is to get Nikki Haley across the finish line so he can score a fat job in her administration should she win. I've given you all the proof you need. There's not a politician in this world on the Republican side of the fence who wouldn't realize if I totally destroy Donald Trump on this stage, I cannot count on any of his supporters' votes. And since that's about 60% of the Democratic Party, I'm done. Our Republican Party, I should say. I'm done. I can't win. But he did it, didn't he? Why did he do it? Why did he commit political suicide? Because he was never in the race to win it, folks. He was the bought and paid for pit bull for the Nikki Haley campaign. You go say everything against Trump you can that Nikki won't dare say because she wants the Trump supporters. See, she won't agree with you on that. She'll just kind of look stoic and say, oh, yes, well, Chris is talking about Trump. I know I worked for him. I have nothing bad to say, really. Ah, gotcha. You're a phony, Christy. Why don't you just admit you're not running for president? Why don't you just admit you're there as the hitman for Nikki Haley, because that's what you are. Now, I want people to understand very clearly that Vivek Ramaswamy may be a little bit boisterous, and he may be a little bit confrontational. But did either one of those candidates, did Chris Christie or Nikki Haley say, really? I can't name any provinces in the Ukraine? How about these, Vivek? Did either one of them do that? No, they did not. You know why? Because he's right. They cannot. They have no clue. Now, Chris Christie absolutely disqualified himself from being president. He should have disqualified himself from even being in politics with one of his stupid statements. Megyn Kelly correctly called him out and said, isn't it true that you said that when it comes to gender transition, puberty blockers, all that kind of stuff, it should be left up to the parents. So children as young as 8 could be subjected to this if their parents agree to it. And he says, yes, because I'm a real Republican, and I don't believe the government should get involved, Megan. The government gets involved too much, Megan. We have to allow the parents to make this decision, Megan, because I trust the parents. I believe in the moral dignity of the parents. So we will allow them to make that decision for their own children. Really? How about if your parents want your 8-year-old to smoke? How about if they want your 9-year-old to drink? How about if they want a 12-year-old to go out with a 40-year-old? Is that okay? Or do we have laws against that, Chris? You moron. What do you mean, leave it up to the parents? Leave it up to the parents to mutilate their child? How about if they want to molest their child? Is that okay because they're the parent? I guess, according to Chris Christie, yes. Yes, it is. It's okay if your mom at 8 years old says, you really want to be a girl, so we're going to go have your penis chopped off. But I don't care what you want. I'm your mother, and Chris Christie says it's okay. Are you insane? He doesn't belong in politics. What kind of a stupid response is that? Oh, leave everything up to the parents when it comes to their children. Really? Okay, so when you got 8-year-olds smoking, 9-year-olds driving a car, 12-year-olds dating 40-year-olds, doing drugs, it's okay because Chris Christie said you got to leave it up to the parents. I mean, you can't get dumber than that. You just cannot. Then Nikki Haley is caught red-handed by Vivek Ramaswamy when he says, look, you had $100,000 in the bank when you left politics, and all of a sudden you work for Boeing, and now you're a multi-millionaire. What a coincidence. What a terrible coincidence. He's absolutely correct, folks. Listen, would I vote for Vivek Ramaswamy for president? No, probably not. for several reasons. One of which is that I think Ramaswamy tends to go overboard a little bit too often. But don't worry, because he's not running for president anyway. Vivek Ramaswamy, much like Chris Christie, is in the race for one reason, and that's to blow these candidates up. He fully understands he's not becoming president of the United States. If he thought for one moment that he could really be the president of the United States, he is not taking on Big Pharma like this. He is not taking on the donor class like this. He is not holding up signs that says Nikki Haley is corrupt. He's going to play it much more low-key. He may say a few things indicating she's corrupt, but he's not going to do this. He's doing this to blow up the machine. He's a very important cog in this wheel because the machine does need to be blown up. And if Donald Trump does it, they're going to say he's so bombastic, he can't be the president. Look at him. He's absolutely crazy. All I heard all day on both Republican and Democrat broadcasts is Vivek Ramaswamy's out of his mind. Vivek Ramaswamy's crazy. What did he say that was out of his mind or crazy? He said Nikki Haley can't name any of the provinces that she wants to send money to or troops to. Correct. He said Chris Christie could not do it. Correct. He said January 6th was very likely an inside job. Correct. He said the election was fraudulent. Correct. So he hasn't said anything that's not true. I want you to take a look, if you can, at Nikki Haley's face when he's saying these things, because her face tells the story, folks. When he said you can't name a province, she was praying, please don't ask me to. Please, 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 moderator, don't say, Nikki, can you just name the provinces so we'll shut up, because she can't. He's absolutely right when he says foreign policy experience doesn't mean foreign policy intelligence. She couldn't answer those questions. Chris Christie couldn't answer those questions. They don't know. All they know is, and then she says, oh, you're all just jealous because you all want those big corporate donors. Oh, really, Nikki? So you admit it. You admit you have those big corporate donors. And just like Ramaswamy said, they're going to come calling on you, Nikki. If you become the president, they're going to come calling on you. So the game's been exposed, folks. Ramaswamy's job in this election, not to become the president, not to become the vice president, not even to have a career in politics. Vivek Ramaswamy's job in this election, and I would not be surprised if the Trump administration actually put him up to it, is to blow up the machine. Blow it up. Why do you think Donald Trump's not on that stage? You think Donald Trump's really afraid to debate Chris Christie? Did it before. You think he's really upset about, oh, I better not debate Ron DeSantis? Did he do that in his sleep? And Nikki Haley, what the hell could she possibly say when she worked for him? He's not afraid of them, folks. He doesn't need to be on the stage because the person stage is blowing it up for him. And that's exactly what he wants. So Vivek Ramaswamy gets on that stage and just goes scorched earth. Didn't say one thing that wasn't true. Not one. And yet today you will hear Republicans say Vivek Ramaswamy's a disgrace. And Ramaswamy pointed out something very, very, very smart when he said, you know what's funny? Nikki Haley complains constantly about people playing the race card or people playing this card or that card. She instantaneously plays the woman card. If I disagree with her, I'm a misogynist. If I bring up that Ronna McDaniel's doing a lousy job for the Republican Party, I'm a misogynist. She instantly plays that card. He's right. And while she's saying, oh, nobody should talk about my adult daughter, she's talking about Hunter Biden. Funny. Why is the fact that her adult daughter thinks it's perfectly okay to be on a site that Nikki Haley thinks should be eradicated, not a fair question. How come that's not a fair question? I would think that's a very fair question. Have you given your own daughter that advice, Nikki? Because she's not taking it. I think that's a fair question. There's only one person on that stage that's really running for president. Well, two, maybe. Nikki Haley's probably really running for president, and Ron DeSantis is really running for president. Chris Christie is not. Vivek Ramaswamy is not. That's why they went after each other last night, because they both recognize we're the pit bulls for the opposing voice. It's Chris Christie's job to slam Donald Trump and shove it down our throats that if you vote for him, he's not going to get in anyway because he's going to be in jail. And I know, because of my legal background, I know he's going to jail for very serious crimes. You know more than anybody else that none of these things hold any water at all. And you know you can't win if you keep bad-mouthing them. Vivek Ramaswamy's job is to expose the machine, and he did a very good job of it last night. A very good job. For a very short period of time, I thought Ramaswamy was really running for president. Last night, he revealed he is not running for president. He is running to get Donald Trump elected president by doing Trump's work while Trump is not on that stage. And he did a fine job of it, because nothing he said was not true. He called Nikki Haley corrupt right to her face. He rightfully said she stood outside a Chinese business and said, I work for them now. Everything he said about Nikki Haley was correct. She'll send your kids off to war so she can buy a bigger house. That's absolutely correct. She doesn't care. Where are they going again? Where's the money going again? All I know is it's going to the Ukraine. That's fine. Let it go. More weapons mean more manufacturing means more money for me. Because she's a warmonger. Now, you'll notice that the moderators to this debate, at least one of which, Megyn Kelly, was very good, I thought, the moderators of this debate tried to trap Ron DeSantis and Ramaswamy, but they wouldn't try to trap Chris Christie, and they wouldn't try to trap Nikki Haley. They said literally to Ron DeSantis, you said that you would actually send troops into Mexico, and the Mexican government has said that would be an act of war. Yeah, an act of war, like sending weapons to the Ukraine. Didn't ask anybody about that, though, did you? You know what's an act of war? When you continually allow drug cartels to flood these borders with fentanyl to the point where it's killing more Americans than disease. Remember when COVID was killing people and they said, lock everybody down, wear masks, don't go outside, don't go to grandma's house, no holidays, no school, no work, no nothing. It's a fraction of how much fentanyl is killing, and you're doing nothing about it. Ron DeSantis is absolutely right when he says it's an act of terrorism. It is exactly that. It's exactly that. But Ron DeSantis has a difficult road, and Ron DeSantis' road is this. He is a smart man, unlike Chris Christie, who's a dummy. And he realizes, I do need the Trump supporters if I'm going to win, because I'm really running for president. I also need the establishment Republicans, so I can't go too far one way or the other. I have to walk that thin line. I have to say, I don't believe Donald Trump should be prosecuted for these crimes, but I also don't think Donald Trump did a good job on X, Y, and Z. He has to be careful, and he's being careful. The problem with that, Ron, is that when you're being careful like that, you're not really satisfying either party. And yes, there's two different parties. There's the establishment Republicans and there's the mega Republicans. And you're not satisfying either one of them. So Ron DeSantis has a problem. He doesn't know whether to be the cog in the wheel of the machine or to grease the wheels of the machine. He hasn't figured it out yet. Ron needs a few more years. There's nobody else on that stage, folks, that can be the president of the United States. Chris Christie would be a joke. Nikki Haley has never seen a war she doesn't want to send your children to die in. And Vivek Ramaswamy's not even running for president. He says he is, but he's not. He clearly showed it last night. There, see, your handlers, your team tells you, here's the lines you don't cross. Here's the things you don't say. You think Chris Christie's team doesn't say, listen, you can go after Trump's policies, but you can't call him a dictator. I thought you said if you have you launch personal attacks against someone, Chris, you're not worthy to be the president. You called Donald Trump a dictator. Please tell me the one thing he did that makes him a dictator. What did he do? I'll wait. See, Ron DeSantis defended that and said, well, he's not a dictator. He hired Dr. Fauci and didn't fire him. He did X, Y, and Z. He didn't go into Portland with National Guard and wipe people out. He's not a dictator. You know what a dictator would have done during the George Floyd riots? You want to know what a dictator would have done? You know what Tiananmen Square was? That's what a dictator does. Did Donald Trump do that? No, he did not. But Chris Christie still thinks he's a dictator. He says, well, I'm still polling at 6 or 7%. Yeah, and they're all Democrats. They're all Democrats that are voting for you, Chris, because you're basically a Democrat. Well, I've crossed the aisle in New Jersey, and I was able to work with the Democrats. Of course you were, because you are one. You're just a closet Democrat. You're a Democrat. You're a middle-of-the-road Democrat. That's it. Simple as that. Ron DeSantis helped team up on Nikki Haley about the trans bathrooms and the women's sports and things because he knows she's lying. He knows she's lying. What got exposed last night is that you had two complete liars on stage in Nikki Haley and Chris Christie. You had a man who's genuinely running for president in Ron DeSantis. And you had a guy whose job it is to blow the machine up to allow Trump his path to the White House in Vivek Ramaswamy. That's what you had in this debate. That's what's really going on. He was the one who started saying the quiet part out loud. Simple as that. Now, I want to get on to another point, and that point is Christopher Wray testifying again and totally lying to the American people again. I cannot imagine anyone thinking that this man, and I know Trump appointed him, I know. I can't imagine anyone thinking this man is good for the country. James Comey was terrible, and he was a leaker. That's about the only thing Christopher Wray may not be, is a leaker. But he's no better than Comey anywhere else. He says, well, I was outraged when I found this, that, or the other thing out. What'd you do about it? I can't really talk about it. What do you mean you can't talk about it? What do you mean you can't talk about it? You can't talk about what you did, what disciplinary actions you took as the FBI director? Well, what do you mean you can't talk about it? That's the answer to every question he doesn't want to answer. I can't talk about it because there's still an ongoing investigation. And when will that investigation end? 2070? The truth of the matter is you don't want to talk about it because you fully understand that you allowed the FBI to become a weaponized arm of the Democratic Party and did nothing about it and stood by. You fully understand that. He was caught time and time and time again. One person, I forget exactly who it was, told them flat out, you're either lying now or you're lying the last time you testified here. Which is it? Because your story's totally changed. Neither, he says, neither. Situation's changed. Yeah. You're very good at wiggling out. Very good at wiggling out. If you watched him and you have any faith in him, I don't know what to tell you. Because 20 minutes of watching him testify, and I said, I have no faith in him at all. Zero. There is no reason to think that this man should head up the FBI. None. Zero. In the meantime, we also had some people testifying before us about why in the world it's okay for college students to be yelling basically for the death of Israel and the death of Jewish people. I believe they had some of the top people, the top heads of Harvard there. And you know what they said? Yeah, well, that is terrible. Yeah, you're right. That's horrible speech and just terribly offensive. I'm personally outraged. I'm just outraged. Personally, it's just so offensive to me. Okay, well, what are you going to do about it? Well, we believe in free speech, even if we don't agree with it. Oh, you the people who wouldn't let speakers come to your college if they didn't agree with you, if they didn't have your political ideology? You who, because some 15-year-old used the N-word with an A on the end of it, by the way, as if he was a rap artist, not trying to be a Ku Klux Klan member. You used that word in a few emails. You can't come to Harvard. Oh, really? Well, then what you're basically saying is speech is, in fact, violence. Well, then how come this speech isn't violence? Because this speech is basically saying, yes, death to Israel. We had students literally say, until the Palestinians are safe, Jewish students in this college are not safe. That's not a threat? What is that? What do you mean they're not safe? What's going to happen to them? What are you saying? What are you implying? That's not a call to action. And when they're asked directly, oh, well, you know, it's free speech. I don't want to hear about free speech. You're the ones who banned speakers at your own college. You're lying. You're flat out lying. You're covering your ass and you're lying, and I'm tired of it. There is no reason for any of these hearings before the House or the Senate or anything. There's no need for them. And I'll tell you why, because you're just allowed to lie. You're just allowed to say, I can't really comment on that. I could go tomorrow before anybody you want me to go before and testify about anything. And all I have to say is, well, you know, there's still an ongoing investigation about that. I really can't comment. I really wouldn't know about that. I was offended by that, but I don't really see where I can do anything personally about that. I wouldn't really know about that situation. That was before my time. That's all you have to say. All you have to do is stall. It's like running out the clock in football. Oh, you got 5 minute question. So they say, did you or did you not know that the Hunter Biden laptop was real when Joe Biden literally claimed on a stage that it was not real? Well, first let me say this. Let me get a drink of water first. First, let me say that it's a very complex issue of when exactly we knew what we knew, and it's very tough because not everyone knows everything at the same time, you see. While we're examining the said laptop, only certain people were allowed certain things, and if it was not confluent with the people we were actually talking to, then it is possible that certain people did not know at certain times. It would be very, oh, your 5 minutes is up? Okay, well, then I don't have to say anything. That's what they do. You'll hear them screaming, it's a yes or no question. It's a yes or no question. Can you just say yes or no? They won't say yes or no. They will not say it. Because they're running out the clock. Well, I don't really have to answer this question if I can stall for 5 minutes. And boy, you know the second that 5 minutes hits, you'll hear them say, oh, more questions, that's it. I don't care if he's in the middle of a sentence. Because it's so important that you stick to that 5 minutes. It can't be 5 minutes and 10 seconds. Oh, my God, no. We can't offer another 10 seconds to the American people so they actually get an answer. You know what the rule should be? Answer the question. If it takes 5 minutes or 5 hours, you're going to answer that question. We'd like to do it in 5 minutes. But if you stall for time, if you refuse to answer, it's going to continue until you answer. or we're going to mark you down as non-responsive and unwilling to answer, which is contempt. That's it. That's what should happen. No more of this nonsense. Well, one of the heads of Harvard was asked directly, what do you think these chants mean? Do you understand that it means they're calling for the death of Israel as a nation and Israelis as a race? Well, I again would like to reiterate that I find these comments particularly egregious and offensive. Yeah, we don't need to hear that. The question was, do you understand that this is a call to violence? And you won't answer it. And no one will make you answer. So you just keep stalling and you just keep saying the same thing and people will just say, okay, well, I don't know then. I promise you, in white hoods calling for the death of African-American students, you would see hell on earth, as you should. As you should. You would see students being expelled. You would see students being arrested for hate crime. You would see it being exposed on the news. But when they chant death to Israel and death to the Jews, it's only speech. We believe in freedom of speech. Unless it's a Republican, then you can't speak. Unless it's against the COVID vaccine, then you can't speak. Unless it's against mask restrictions, then you can't speak. That's the way they play the game. I want you to imagine being in a courtroom, totally innocent of charges. And someone says, is that the man that hijacked your car, that carjacked you? Yes. And you say he was in the parking lot of the Walmart on 12th Street, correct? Yes. Okay. And you say, that I was nowhere near 12th Street. I was at work. Sorry, you don't get to talk. Just sit there. Ma'am, was it a horrible experience? Oh, it was terrible. He threatened to kill me and my child. And wait a minute, ma'am, I was nowhere near. Shut up. You're in contempt of court. Just sit here and listen to how evil and horrible and awful you are. And you got a paper saying this man was in Cleveland, Ohio, 5,000 miles away at the time this happened. And, no, you don't get to talk. Jury, you heard this woman. You heard her positively identify this man, this horrible, evil man. Now what are you going to do about it? And the jury said, no, he's guilty. Okay, you're going to be walking out of there saying, well, I got a fair trial. I don't know. No, you're going to be screaming bloody murder. When do I get a chance to speak? But you're not allowed. Well, that's what's happening right now. We got a big decision to make here soon, folks, and it's the way this country is going to go. And if it goes the way it's going now, there's very few of you who are going to be glad about it, given some time. Very few. The most of you are going to realize very quickly what a horrible mistake you made. Now, you can listen to Fox News all you want, and they'll tell you Nikki Haley is the second coming of Margaret Thatcher, and she's the most wonderful person in the world, and she's intelligent and wonderful and peace-loving and Christian and marvelous. And I will tell you what Vivek Ramaswamy told you. She's corrupt. She is a typical Republican, establishment Republican, and that's why they want her in, because she plays ball the way they play ball. They don't want this new Republican Party because they don't play ball the way the establishment Republicans play ball. And they can't have it because then they can't buy their million-dollar mansions. They can't attend their lavish cocktail parties. They can't take bribes from everybody in the world because their feet are going to be held to the fire, and we can't have that. We got it too good here. Nobody's going to come in and break up our little game. That's what's happening. You're seeing it now. You're seeing what politics is. Politics is ugly. Politics is horrid. And politics has made immoral, crooked, evil people out of people from both sides. And when the people who aren't immoral and evil and crooked try to stand up against them, they're called the immoral, evil, and crooked ones. Because they're trying to break the game up. You'll hear Vivek Ramaswamy's insane. That's what you'll hear. Please tell me what he said that was insane. If Nikki Haley is not corrupt, prove that, Vivek. You said I was outside some Chinese business saying I work for China now? Show me the video. You said that I said X, Y, and Z about the children and trans, whatever. Show me the transcript. Oh, but she won't. She just says in response last night, I'm not going to dignify him with an answer. I'll just refrain from commenting because he's not worth my time. No. What you're basically saying is the American people are not worth my time because he literally alleged things that you need to address. The American people want to know. And when you were given the chance to address them and let the American people supposedly know how crazy and lie, what a liar he is, you said, it's not worth my time. You may as well have turned to that camera and told every single person watching, the American people are not worth my time. You're the exact same person who lets the clock run out when they're before Congress. Oh, I won't address that. If I don't address it, I don't have to say whether he's right or wrong, and he won't get to prove it. She was so afraid that he would just say, well, Nikki, if I'm wrong, name a couple of provinces, please, in Ukraine. Nikki, if I'm so wrong, I have the proof here that this is what you said. She was deathly afraid of that. You could see it on the look on her face. And that's why she said, no, I refrain from comment. He's not worth my time. So it's not worth your time, Nikki, to explain to the American people why all of these allegations he's levied against you are incorrect. Very interesting. So who won this debate? Well, this really wasn't a debate. It was the best out of the three. But it really wasn't a debate. What it was is a cold ice bath pouring down on the American people. We saw Chris Christie for what he is, the pit bull for Nikki Haley, the man who was hired like an assassin to try to knock off Donald Trump and get his supporters so aggravated at Chris Christie and so worried that Donald Trump will not make it to actually run for president that they have to throw their support behind a wonderful woman who's just so Christian and wonderful and above board and intelligent and brilliant and, you know, the woman who called somebody scum. I guess Chris Christie forgot that. Oh, personal attacks are above real politicians, really? Well, Nikki Haley called Vivek Ramaswamy scum. How about if Vivek Ramaswamy says, well, that's just because of my nationality, Nikki? That's what Nikki did to him. Oh, you're only saying you don't disagree with me because you hate women. I'm a woman. I'm a powerful woman. And you don't like powerful women. So that's why you say these things. Well, how about if he turns it around and says, hey, it's because of my race, isn't it? That's why you called me scum. That's what you think of all of us, don't you, Nikki? How about if he did that? He didn't. So how come Nikki Haley's so above board? How come she gets a pass on all this? Because she's the establishment Republican's choice. They don't want Donald Trump breaking up the game. Now, I heard Donald Trump on Hannity do a town hall, and he said jokingly, when Hannity asked him, you're not going to be a dictator. They say you're going to be a dictator and put people in camps and everything else. Yeah, like he did that the first 4 years. You see Donald Trump putting people in camps? Come on. He didn't even quell the Portland riots like he should have. He's not putting anybody in camp. So Hannity says, you're not going to be a dictator, right? And Trump jokingly says, except on day one. On day one, I'm going to be a dictator because I'm going to dictate that the border is closed And we're going to be drilling, baby, drilling. Well, that's not being a dictator. What he was trying to say is, these two things are going to happen. That border is going to be closed, and we are going to drill. What's Chris Christie say? He admitted he's going to be a dictator. He admitted it. He said day one, he's going to be a dictator. Chris, you know he didn't say that, and you know what he meant. Stop being a disingenuous son of a bitch. Stop being somebody else's lapdog. Nikki Haley wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire, but she'll give you a big job in her administration for you being her pit bull, because that's the way politics works. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Well, I'm tired of it, and the American people are tired of it. We're tired of everybody getting their back scratched except us. And then when Ramaswamy does try to blow the lid off everything, they say, oh, Mr. Ramaswamy, you need to stop talking. Mr. Ramaswamy, your question's over. They asked Nikki Haley two questions in a row. Nikki Haley, this question's for you. I'm going to stick with you, Nikki. And the next question's for you, too. Oh, really? But when Vivek tries to get something out of his mouth, it's, oh, your time is over. Shut up, shut up. Don't tell the American people how the hot dog is made. Because they're scared of him. So Fox News is going to tell you he's crazy? CNN's going to tell you he's crazy? He's not crazy. He's telling you the exact truth. He's telling you the exact truth. Not everything do I agree with that Ramaswamy says. We have some differences in policy. One of my main differences with Ramaswamy is he said that these people are chanting death to Israel. These students should not be outed for future employment. They should not be. These are people who are literally chanting death to Israel. And their names should be made public so that people know I ain't hiring them. Well, I'd say the same thing if they were Ku Klux Klan members. If you had a Ku Klux Klan rally in the middle of a college, I'd say, hey, these people need to be reported, all of them. Because if I'm an employer, I don't want somebody like that on my payroll. Ramaswamy says, well, they're kids. And things change, and you can't really out them for this because, in a couple of years, things are going to change, and they're going to realize, and they don't know the full story, and they're just going along with the crowd because they just want to be hip and liked, and you can't really put all that much emphasis on it. Incorrect. They're old enough to vote, Vivek. So I'm not with them on that. But that's fine. I'm not with Donald Trump on every policy either. What I am for is somebody telling you the truth. Chris Christie says, I'm telling you the truth, even if it's unpopular. No, Chris, you're lying. You're purposely misleading the American people, and that is bullshit. Nikki isn't saying much at all because she knows the more I open my mouth, the less people like me. So I'll just sit here and say I'm a woman and I'm running for president. And I'm a Christian and I'm running for president. And I'm a woman again. Did I mention that? Vote for me or you're a misogynist. That's her campaign strategy. In the meantime, DeSantis is lost in the mix of crazy people saying, I don't know what these people are doing. I'm just trying to run for president. I was told by my handlers that this was the time. Clearly it's not, Ron. Clearly it's not. You're 50 points behind. It's not your time. I told you that. I told you, wait 4 years. And you would have been a shoo-in, and still might be, for the White House. But nope. Strike while the iron's hot, they told you. And he proved he wasn't quite ready. Because when push comes to shove, he can't handle these people because he's not sure what to say. He's not sure whether to blow the lid off the machine or kind of keep it under wraps so that he's not accused of being bombastic like Vivek. And so he's doing neither one. Ron DeSantis has the ability and the leadership and the intelligence to be president of the United States one day. Not this time. Nikki Haley does not. Not now. Not 4 years from now. Not 8 years from now. Not 16 years from now. She just doesn't. Chris Christie, I wouldn't let manage a bowling alley. And Vivek Ramaswamy does not want to be your president. Just listen to him very carefully. He's telling you that. He's saying, no, no, the polls can be wrong. I'm going to show you that. All he's really doing is taking any opportunity he can to get on television and blow up the machine. Good for him. Because I got news for you. This machine should have been blown up a long time ago. And you'll see where Chris Christie ends up. Does he end up on Republican news shows? No, he doesn't. He ends up on CNN and MSNBC because they love him. Because they'll be like, here is Republican presidential candidate Chris Christie. Chris Christie, I know you're running for president, but let's talk for 5 minutes about how evil Donald Trump is. Can you please tell me, is Donald Trump worse than Hitler or worse than Satan? Which do you think is more appropriate? That's the question they ask Chris Christie. And Chris Christie sits back with his glazed donut and says, well, that's a very interesting question. Hitler was bad. I don't think he's quite as bad as Donald Trump. And Satan, of course, is terribly bad. But then again, might be misunderstood. Donald Trump isn't misunderstood. Donald Trump's very clearly understood for what he is. So I'd say he's worse than both of them. Oh, you're so brilliant, Mr. Christie. That's all they want from him. That's it. So he'll go on every Democrat show and claim to be the Republican candidate. He's not. And I don't see Nikki Haley doing anything. She doesn't want to get on because the more she talks, the more people realize, yeah, no, thank you. We'll pass. Her answer to everything is, well, we're going to have to bomb them. Well, we may have to go into the Ukraine. Well, we may have to go into Taiwan. Well, we may have to go into Israel. Well, I don't know. Are you going to get your ass in there, Nikki? You're going to send your sons or daughters, Nikki? No, you're not. You're going to sit back in your big billion-dollar mansion and say, go get them, boys. Not one candidate on here, not even Ron DeSantis, said, instead of sending more money to the Ukraine, we have got to broker a peace deal, and we've got to do it immediately. Nikki Haley said, we got to make him a member of NATO. We have signed a pact with Russia to not do that. So basically you're saying throw away our word as a country. Screw them. And then what happens is Putin's going to say, well, I don't know what to tell you because we're involved in the war. And then they'll say, well, now we have to go in. They're a NATO country, so we have no choice. We have to send your sons and daughters to die now. That's Nikki Haley's solution. Not sit down and broker this out. Not play hardball with both countries and say, look, we're done with this. No, no, no. Let's admit them to NATO, throw our complete word out the window to Russia, and by making them NATO, require that we send troops in to die. That's Nikki Haley's solution. Brilliant. Brilliant solution. Why didn't I think of that? Because that's so much better than a peace talk. Did you hear one person on that stage talk about a peace talk? No. I heard Donald Trump say it. I heard Donald Trump say, when I become the president, we're sitting down. It's ending. It's over. We're not going to have to send any more money into the Ukraine because there's not going to be a war. And I'll bet you he's right. Ah, but there's too much money to be made, and you can't have Donald Trump do that. Keep that war going. Money machine, money machine. Keep that money rolling. You hypocrites. There's only two people on that stage. I respect Ron DeSantis, who needs a little bit more experience, because I don't think Ron DeSantis realizes what a corrupt game this is. And I respect Vivek Ramaswamy as somebody who's just going to throw a truth bomb in the middle of the stage and say, look, my political career is over. I get it. But before I go, man, am I going out with a bang, because I am going to tell the world how this damn game is played, and you're not going to like it. And he's doing it. And they're doing everything they can to dissuade you from the fact that he's telling the truth. Telling the truth. Oh, he's obnoxious. I don't care. He's telling the truth. No, he's bombastic. I don't care. He's telling the truth. Did you ever one time hear them say he's a liar? No, they're just saying, well, he's very, very crazy. He's just ranting, and he's very vicious and mean-spirited, and he attacks people. Did you call him a liar? Ah, no, you didn't, because then people might fact-check it and find out he's telling you the truth. Chris Christie says people don't like it when you tell the truth. You're right, Chris. They don't like it. Just like you don't like Vivek Ramaswamy, because you know that's what he's doing, Chris. So your job was to stop him and protect Nikki Haley. Did you see Nikki Haley's face when Chris Christie's defending her? Little smirk on her face. Ah, my pit bull's doing the job I paid him for. Good boy, Chris. Here's a dog biscuit. Is that what you want? It's not what I want. It's not what I want at all. So the game's exposed, folks. We know what's happening now. The Republicans are pushing an establishment candidate, Nikki Haley, and they'll stop at nothing, including helping the Democrats to jail Donald Trump, if they think it'll get Nikki Haley across that finish line. Chris Christie is her pit bull who's attacking Trump so that some people that are Trump supporters might consider voting for Nikki Haley if they can get Trump behind bars. Vivek Ramaswamy is the truth bomb in the middle of it that's trying to clear the way for Trump. And Ron DeSantis is caught in the middle saying, why the hell did I run for president? Why didn't I wait until the next election? That's what it is, folks. Game's been exposed. Go watch the debate and tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm lying on this. You'll find out I'm not. Now the question is, what do we do about it? Well, here's what you have to do. You have to send a message to the establishment. We will not be told who to vote for. We will not listen to your nonsense. We will not listen to you trying to vilify candidates because you don't happen to like the fact that they're going to blow you up politically if they get in. We're going to vote for our best interests. See, a fair candidate would have said, look, you know, Donald Trump did a lot of good things for this country. I can name you a whole bunch of great things he did. There's a few things he didn't accomplish that I think he could have accomplished if he picked better people to serve under him. Correct. That would have been correct. No, he's a dictator. Oh, he's an evil man. No, he's this, he's that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's going to jail. He's a felon. He's violated our voting laws. Ah, he's done nothing of the kind. Holy mackerel, calm down. Well, now you know the game, folks. You can either play along and pretend and go by their rules, or you can say, no, that's not the way this country works. We're going to play by the real rules, the rules that say we get to choose for ourselves who represents us. You don't get to choose who represents us. And you don't get to tell us who we vote for. Did you hear Fox News saying, well, according to our polls, college-educated people prefer Nikki Haley? Oh, what are you saying? Only idiots prefer Trump? That's what you're trying to imply. Problem is, it's the idiots who are telling you that.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.